Costa Rica is home to one of the loudest land animals in the world. Can you name the animal and explain why its calls are so loud?
Monkey.
Howler monkey. It's the howler.
What if
monkey.
I do yeah. the howl?
I have to give Kelsey credit for doing the howl, but Josh got the specific answer that it is the howler monkey. But Kelsey, can you do that again?
No.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm Josh, and welcome to Travel Unpacked, the podcast for all things travel, from destination deep dives to stories from fellow travelers and behind-the-scenes insights from the Colette team. Travel Unpacked is your ticket to the world. In today's episode, we're exploring the amazing destination of, drumroll everybody, Costa Rica, with our very own Alex and Liz, who have just returned from two incredible tours. That would be Costa Rica, A World of Nature, and Tropical Costa Rica. So if you've been dreaming of a vacation that includes things like cloud forests, the freshest fruit you've ever tasted in your life, and wildlife that you can't see anywhere else in the planet, stick around, because here we go.
I'm so excited because I'm going to Costa Rica finally in July. So yay! I am so excited to hear
that's about all you've been talking about for two seasons.
Two seasons. No. I started at Colette in 2006. I've been talking about it for practically two decades, and I don't know how I haven't gotten there yet. So I'm going in July. I'm super excited.
And I am going in 8 days, and I'm super excited.
And he's already been. So
and I've already been.
Unfair.
I think I went in 2018 or 2019, and I got to say, it's one of my favorite destinations.
The zip lining.
Zip lining was terrifying.
I'm hoping we can do the zip lining. I have a bad back, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to do the zip lining. I have been dreaming about it, so I'm very committed to doing it.
If you go and then your back hurts, you can go sit in one of those beautiful thermal pools because there's like hot springs everywhere in the Arenal region. That was my favorite part.
That's so true.
They were all my favorite part, honestly.
Yeah, zip line and hot springs. It's like therapy. It's perfect.
So there you go. You've already got it scheduled.
Oh, I love that. And I think in the last episode, Kelsey, you weren't here. And I was talking about Costa Rica because, like you said, it's all I've been talking about. I know now there's pineapples. I mentioned, what I say, Josh, coconut plantations?
Coconut plantations. But there are coconuts there. It's just yes. We don't visit a coconut plantation.
That's true. And I love pineapples. They're my favorite fruit. So I should have gotten that right. And now I'm excited for the pineapples.
Yes, it is the freshest pineapple. So I can't wait to talk to Liz and Alex to see if they had pineapple every day like I did. It's just the best when you were on the beach and they cut it up right for you. It was amazing. But before we dive into that, Kelsey, we had mentioned that you were in Sicily. How was it? It looks like it was amazing. We were excited to get our gifts, but they weren't sitting at our desk.
I was waiting. I will give them to you tomorrow. Sicily was amazing. So I have been to Italy. That was my third time, but my first time to Sicily. And it was hands down top three my favorite destinations I've ever traveled to. So the food is amazing. I'm going to be really vulnerable with you all and tell you I came back 5 pounds heavier. I ate everything in my sight. So the region is really known for olives, pistachios, and eggplant. And I had each one of those things at least twice a day. If it was in the form of a cannoli or a gelato, not eggplant, but the pistachio.
Well, eggplant gelato, that could be different.
Sounds good.
I probably would have passed on that one. But I ate so much food. Delicious. But also because Sicily is on the water, everywhere you go is the most amazing views. So one of the hotels that we were staying at was literally on the top of a cliff overlooking the ocean. And it was just so gorgeous. The sunrises and the sunsets were amazing. I actually did a virtual event. Everybody, you can go and see the virtual event that I did. I did a cooking class with a chef at one of the homesteads that we go to. We learned to cook arancini, eggplant parmesan, and this delicious little ricotta zucchini appetizer. So I'll send those to you with the recipe card, my gift to you.
Well, I just can't wait for you to actually make it for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
true. That's like a souvenir.
That is.
I did recreate the zucchini ricotta appetizer, and it was just as great. I am an official chef now.
Just as great? Like you and the chefs of Sicily are like on par?
On par.
That's amazing.
It's a virtual event that anybody can watch. So I will go ahead and ask our producers to put a link in the notes so you can check out the virtual event yourself.
All right. Since you're both here, because last time it was just Josh and I.
You won the trivia, didn't you?
We quizzed each other. We quizzed each other. So now that you're both here, do you guys want to do some trivia?
Let's get it going.
Going down, Josh.
I mean, Nicole didn't even know the big five, so.
Oh my God, it was so horrible.
Kelsey would have known.
Yeah, and then my follow-up question was, what's the big six? Like, seriously?
That's the seven wonders of the world.
I probably could have done the seven wonders.
I feel like they'd change too often.
All right, first question. Which Costa Rican mammal is famous for its slow movement and spends most of its time hanging upside down in trees?
Sloth.
Sloth.
I saw seven sloths when I went to Costa Rica.
I only saw one.
So I win.
How do you guys know it's right? Okay, it's right. The sloth. Sloths move slowly to conserve energy and avoid detection by predators. Fun fact, sloths are great swimmers. Despite their slow movement on land, sloths can move through the water three times faster than they can crawl on the ground. They use their long arms to paddle and can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Has anyone seen Zootopia where the people that work at the DMV are sloths?
That is the best because it's so true.
I was thinking of Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
Okay, number two. I don't know if that was a tie or if it goes to whoever shouted sloths first, but.
It was a tie.
It was definitely Kelsey, but okay.
Not really.
If you need that point, Josh, go ahead.
I don't need it. I just earned it. Continue.
Number two. Costa Rica is known for its diverse bird population. Which bird is recognized for its long, colorful bill and is often associated with the country's rainforests?
Is that a toucan?
I was going to go with toucan. Toucan Sam, Fruit Loops.
Right to the cereal. The toucan. Ding, ding, ding. Their large bills help them reach and eat fruit from otherwise inaccessible branches. Did you know that?
Oh, that's why they like the Fruit Loops.
Right, that's
I guess,
it.
I guess so. Okay. Number three. In Costa Rica, there's a popular phrase used to describe the country's relaxed lifestyle, you guys better get this, and general sense of well-being. What is the phrase?
Pura vida.
Yes. I would have done so much better on this quiz, by the way, than the Africa one that we did last week. Pura vida. It translates to, anyone know?
Good life.
Close. The pure life. And it's used as a greeting, farewell, and to express satisfaction. So you guys have tied all of this. Let's try to make this last one interesting. Question four. Costa Rica is home to one of the loudest land animals in the world. Can you name the animal and explain why its calls are so loud?
Monkey.
Howl or monkey. It's the howl.
What if
monkey.
I do the howl?
I have to give Kelsey credit for doing the howl, but Josh got the specific answer that it is the howler monkey. But Kelsey, can you do that again?
No.
So the howler monkeys have an enlarged hyoid bone in their throats, which acts as a resonating chamber to amplify their calls. These calls can reach up to 140 decibels, which I think Kelsey just reached, and can be heard up to 3 miles. The loud calls help them communicate over long distances, establish territory, and stay in touch with their troop members. Kelsey, I want to give you points for that. I think the win went to Josh for the technicality, but I don't know. I want to say tie. You put so much effort into it.
You can put effort into it, but if you don't get the right answer of howler monkey.
She howled. Now, Kelsey, you've been to Costa Rica. Is that what they sound like?
Yes. I thought, I don't know what I thought. I was nervous. There was a lot of noise happening. It happened at like 5 a.m. It was a different way to wake up.
That'd probably be a good alarm clock for me.
Before we dive into lush landscapes of Costa Rica with Alex and Liz, let's kick things off with some fascinating tidbits about this beautiful country. So here are 10 fun facts about Costa Rica. And be sure to keep an eye out for more amazing fun facts and quizzes all about Costa Rica if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram at GoColette. Okay. Did you know that Costa Rica is a blue zone? The Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica is one of the world's 5 blue zones. What's a blue zone? Regions where people live significantly longer lives. The area is known for its high concentration of centenarians.
I did not know that.
That's really cool. Maybe that's where I should like retire, just to Costa Rica and become a centenarian.
Do you know my husband routinely looks up houses for sale in Costa Rica? Like,
oh, really?
Just because, yeah, I don't think we'll ever buy one, but we like to dream about it a lot.
Well, why not? Because did you know that Costa Rica is one of the happiest places on the planet? So when you talk about moving there, not only can you live longer, but you can be even happier because Costa Rica consistently ranks high on the Happy Planet Index, which measures sustainable well-being. And the country is known for its highest quality of life and environmental sustainability.
It's probably because of the pineapples, honestly.
Not the golden berries, but the pineapples and your coconut.
They're also known for not having a military. That's how much of a peaceful country they are.
So something that would be difficult for me if I did move there is this fun fact. So Did you know that Costa Rica has no street addresses in certain places? This is very common. So in Costa Rica, many places don't have formal street addresses. Instead, the directions are often given using landmarks, such as 200 meters north of the old church. I get lost in Rhode Island, the smallest state, all the time. So having no street names and just kind of like landmarks guiding the way, I don't know how I would do there.
She's bad at directions, but she's also bad even at the GPS directions that are right in front of her.
But good at so many other things, like friendship, for example.
And music and Christmas CDs.
Exactly. I have so many talents.
Just driving is not one of them. But if you want to listen to good music, hop in a car and you can just drive for hours. So maybe you can just do that to make yourself happy while living longer in Costa Rica.
Very true.
And if you want to live longer, you can drink a lot of water because Costa Rica has the purest drinking water. It is one of the few countries where tap water is safe to drink almost everywhere, thanks to the country's commitment to clean water and sanitation.
Pura vida. Not
that
surprised.
Is good. Make sure to have lots of water while I'm down there next week. But the one thing I kind of want to see it, but I don't want to see it, is that Costa Rica is a frog paradise. So there are frogs everywhere, but Costa Rica is home to more than 160 species of frogs, including the famous red-eyed tree frog and the tiny yet toxic poison dart frog. That's the one that I don't want to see, but they are
cute. So they're overrun with frogs and butterflies because it's also home to 90% of the butterfly species found in all of Central America. It has over 1,200 species fluttering around the country's ecosystems.
And hummingbirds. So Costa Rica is home to over 50 species of hummingbirds, making it one of the best places in the world to observe these tiny, colorful birds. And fun fact about them, they can't walk. They can, when they land on something, they can shuffle from side to side, but they can't walk forwards and backwards because their legs are so tiny.
Who wouldn't want to go there, though, with all the pineapples and these creatures and just the sounds of nature and no street signs and coffee, you know? Sounds
like
paradise.
And the pure water. Yeah. And when you're talking about water, you know, why not have it be one of the best places on earth to go whale watching? Did you see that one coming? I bet you didn't, because Costa Rica has one of the longest humpback whale watching seasons in the world. Both northern and southern hemisphere humpbacks migrate here, making it possible to see whales nearly year-round. I always love learning new fun facts about Costa Rica. Hopefully everybody else learned something as well. But what I'm really excited about, we have two lovely ladies on with us today who are going to talk about their experiences to Costa Rica. So I want to welcome our colleagues who sit on the creative team, Alex and Liz. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you guys each introduce yourself so that people know which voice is which?
My name's Alex. I am a copywriter and I took the Tropical Costa Rica tour.
And hi, yeah, I'm Liz and I'm also a copywriter. I went on Costa Rica, A World of Nature.
Then did you guys come back and have like a write-off? Like you just started writing like competitively about Costa Rica?
There wasn't a write-off so much as just comparing notes. Like, what did you like best? Did you buy a little toy ox cart to bring home? I bought a little toy ox cart to bring home.
And I said I did too.
Did you both stop it? You guys both bought ox carts?
Yeah.
Just a little one.
Yeah, a little ornament.
I can't wait to go and get my little ox cart.
So not to spoil it too much for you, Nicole, but back in the good old days, that's how they carted around coffee.
Oh, I love that. I love that for me.
You'll see it as you travel in the country, but it is a symbol in Costa Rica. So
let's have this episode just be full of spoilers. What did you do and where did you go? Alex, why don't you start us off?
So we started off in San Jose. We did a working learning farm, the Don Juan Finca. We toured that and we had lunch there. Some folks learned how to make tortillas. My grandma and I were cutting up eggplant and I did not cut the eggplant as well as my grandma did.
Did you get yelled at by your grandmother?
So the woman who worked at the farm was like very unhappy that I did not cut the eggplant just as well as my grandmother did. I guess it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but
she lectured you.
Yes. So we also went to the Monteverde Cloud Forest. We had a choice on tour there between hanging bridges and ziplining. Grandma and I were hanging bridge girls, no zipline for us. And then there was a little sort of beach end to the tour, which was nice and relaxing. Something I learned on tour is that Costa Rica has 12 climate zones, and we kind of experienced all of those. So there was a lot of moving around to different parts of the country, which was cool, but also my overpacking nature was welcomed.
Awesome. Yeah, because you probably need to pack in layers, right?
lots of layers. In some places, you need your little rain jacket and some long pants. Other places, again, we were at the beach, so shorts and bathing suits and sandals.
I love that. Well, what about you, Liz? Did you pack for all 12, did we say 12 climates?
My packing preparation was basically all about sun protection. A World of Nature really is a focus on nature. So I think the way that you kick off the tour speaks to that. After you arrive in San Jose, the first day that you're really traveling, you go straight out to Tortuguero National Park. And this is just such a remote place to be able to reach. It's on the Caribbean side of the country. You have to travel by boat through the canals to reach it. And so that is where you kick off the tour, really, in the heart of the jungle on that side.
Is Tortuguero, is that experience unique to World of Nature, the small group tour?
It is. It's unique to that tour, although it is an optional pre-tour if you did do tropical.
Both tours have Arenal. Did you both get a chance to see it, or was it cloudy? Because sometimes if it's cloudy, you're not able to see it.
They refer to it as being socked in. And we were really lucky on my group. We had a few days there and we got clear views. It was amazing. Just being around that volcano, it's just such a presence. Whether you're at your resort or you're in the town below it or walking across hanging bridges, which you do on World of Nature as well in the area.
Yeah, we saw it too. My tour manager also cited that, you know, it's not a guarantee and that we were lucky to have seen it.
What did your grandmother think?
She thought it was really cool. I will say we chose that tour specifically because she's a big bird and flower gal. There's a hummingbird garden and that was her jam. And there's also a butterfly garden.
I have heard that there are over 50 species of hummingbirds there in Costa Rica. So let's talk more about the wildlife, because when I went to Costa Rica, that was my favorite part. What were some of the other exciting animals that you all saw?
And did you wake up to a howler monkey?
Yes.
If you don't know the sound, Kelsey can do it.
Yeah, I can say in Tortuguero, when you're out there in the rainforest, that's the way you wake up for sure. Maybe that was your experience too, Kelsey. Hearing it then, also just as you're exploring through the nature paths that you're able to walk, you'll hear them either close or far in the distance.
I was like, Liz, Tortuguero, is that where the turtles are?
Yes, I have a good story about that.
Let's hear it.
There is one of the most important nesting sites for sea turtles in this side of the world. And there's a sea turtle research station based there. But the action is at night. Sea turtles come ashore in the evening after dark and lay their eggs. Or you may also see hatching happen there. And there's a season for that. Colette got me as far as the middle of the rainforest over there. And I figured I could do the one step further and go out at night to see if I could see a turtle. And through the lodge that you're staying at, they can arrange kind of a lottery system where you might get a chance to go. Luck had it that I was able to go not even that late at night. You hop in a boat and go across the canal to where the beach is. And you find out then, like, okay, the researchers have found a turtle. We know it's not going to be disturbed at this point in the cycle. And you can actually go and see a sea turtle on the beach as it's laying its eggs. And I got to do that.
That sounds so amazing.
Everything in Tortuguero, actually, you get to by boat. There's no cars. So from your lodge, you just kind of hop in a little boat and go across the canal to be able to access where the beach is. And it's this whole, it's a really amazing experience. And you can tell every single person who's working in that space cares so much about the turtles and making sure they're not disturbed. And everyone there is very respectful and just looking to be a part of that. So if you get lucky enough to see a turtle, it is a really special experience.
That's so cool. I feel like everything that you guys are saying makes me think kind of what I've always imagined about Costa Rica, that when you're there, it must feel like the real world is very far away. It's like just the idea that there's no cars, that it's just boats, that you're just hearing all these sounds of nature, that you're waking up to a howler monkey. Did you feel very like unplugged when you were there?
I would say in different parts of the country, yes. Arenal, that was where I woke up to howler monkeys. That was a little more secluded. And then Monteverde, you are going to the cloud forest. That's literally a rainforest. So that's that more unplugged feel. But there's parts of it that, you know, San Jose is the city. It feels like a city. And then when you're driving from place to place, there's definitely city feels. There's a little beach town next to your beach resort at the end of tropical Costa Rica. So to me, that was the coolest part. It's a small country, but there's so many differences in the different parts where you're going. There's something for everybody. Just wait a day.
So if you like being part of something that has a little bit more like the shop you can go to, if you need to buy something, it's there. And if you want to be very remote, there's times on tour where it's very remote.
Yeah, I would say the only reason you're going to have your phone out is for taking pictures. You're totally immersed in the different places that you are and thinking about the beauty of the places that you are and the creatures and birds that you're seeing. I mean, it's not like you don't have a connection when you need it at the end of the day. The focus is definitely on just experiencing these places.
So not only do you experience all the wonderful sloths and turtles and frogs, but another big thing there that we really focus on is the people of Costa Rica. I know that we always try to build in a ton of real hands-on and connected experiences with locals on our tours. Can you tell us a little bit about that in Costa Rica and the sense of hospitality that you had there? I know that there's coffee plantations and you had that lunch, you learn how to make tortillas. I would love to hear a little bit more about the people of Costa Rica.
I'd love to share about one of my experiences. This is a little bit tied to the fact that World of Nature is a small group tour. It allows you to get to some of these places that can only host so many people. So there's one day where you actually go on a float down a river, and it's a beautiful, relaxing ride as you see different wildlife, howler monkeys hopping overhead. But along the way, you make a stop at a finca, which is a farm. And this farm is so remote. It's in the middle point of where you started on this river and before you end. Nothing's close to it. But they actually open up their finca, their home, to guests like us. And we get to just see what their life is like on the farm. And the one that we visited, there's two older women who live there and had lived there all their lives, and their father before them had built that farm by hand, and just the simple, beautiful way of life and them inviting us into the home was so kind. And the part that really stuck out for me was speaking with one of the guides who was steering the rafts. He was telling me, he's like, this place is really special. And he told me it reminded him of places where he grew up as well, and that it was special to him. So just hearing that from someone local there to know that this little place is so important to them, I counted myself lucky to be there in that moment and to be meeting people and seeing how they live.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I toured a coffee plantation, which was pretty cool. We had local guides who lived in Costa Rica and were able to teach us about what they do at the plantation. And what was really interesting to me was just the historical significance that Costa Ricans have had with coffee to their culture and to their economy, and how it's been a sort of lifeblood for them.
No, that's so cool. I feel like the locals probably bring that extra element too of what it means to them, what it means to the country, and just one of the wonderful things you get on these tours. And Alex, was this your grandmother's first guided tour?
Yeah, and it was mine too.
What did you guys think?
Oh, we had a great time. So a little background on my lovely grandmother. She was born and raised in Portugal. And then my grandfather and her picked up, moved to the U.S. with their kids, and they moved back to Portugal when they retired. So they moved to the U.S. when my dad was 7, and they moved back to Portugal when I was 7. And so she and I have traveled around Portugal together, and we've done some U.S. travel. I always like to joke, like, oh, she and I have done Lisbon, Portugal, and Lisbon, Maine. But this was like a little bit outside of anything we had done before. So like Europe, cool. US, cool. Rainforest, think we need some help. So it was really cool to experience something so different with her while experiencing what we do at Colette with her.
We should invite her onto a podcast. We should talk about traveling with your grandmother and your granddaughter and the kind of memories.
That would be so much fun. Do you think she'd be willing to come on?
She would totally come. I won't spoil too much in case we do that, but her mantra on tour was, why not? So whenever it was time to do something new, I was like, do you want to try that? Yeah, why not? So I'm not sure she knows what a podcast is, but we'll cross that bridge later. She's going to be, you want to talk about the trip with a bunch of your friends? That sounds great.
All right, there we go.
That is what a podcast is, I think. You nailed the description.
That'll be so fun. Let's get that on the calendar.
Book it.
So when Alex was on her trip, she did a social takeover for Colette. So many of us that were following her got to see her grandmother, and she looks like a great traveler, a character. Just, I could tell. I didn't know that was her mantra, but I feel like she had that vibe, which is awesome.
So then what were each of you, if you had to choose, what do you think your top 3 experiences in Costa Rica would be?
A lot of my favorite things were like not planned. Do you guys know the band Survivor?
Yes. Yes. Kelsey, do you know the band Survivor? She didn't know Chicago.
I remember
this. Could you go ahead and sing me a song and maybe I could tell you if I do or don't?
It's the Eye of the Tiger. It's the
Kids of the Thrill of the Fight. That's my hype song.
I just sang
it. That's Survivor.
Wait, no, you. Is that Survivor? Or is that the other band?
Yes. That is Survivor.
No, that's Survivor.
Okay. No.
Survivor. Survivor wrote the theme to Rocky, which, fun fact, I believe they were trying to get the rights to Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, couldn't, and had Survivor write Eye of the Tiger.
This is so correct.
Fun fact you didn't ask for.
And this was a fun fact I learned on tour. A man named Jim Pederick, who co-wrote Eye of the Tiger, was taking tropical Costa Rica at the same time I was taking it. One of my top tour moments was a guy who co-wrote Eye of the Tiger explained how Sylvester Stallone called him to get him to write this song for Rocky. And then he performed it next to the pool. So he brought his guitar. And that's a story I'm going to be telling for the rest of my life. So that's one. Another moment was actually, so Grandma Lens, we would like look out the windows of the coach and we'd see, you know, farmland. We saw cows grazing. And she connected that to our culture, like as Portuguese people. So she would go on to explain the happy cows of the Azores and just things that reminded her of home. So to see Costa Rica through her eyes was so special to me. And then I think last moment was the hanging bridges. I thought the hanging bridges were so cool.
Did you feel like you were flying? Like I, because just looking around, your whole panoramic view is just trees.
Yeah. So that was super cool. You look out and it's just green everywhere, but don't look down. That's my advice for you. Don't look down on the hanging bridge. Also, they do sway a little. So be ready for that.
I love it. That's definitely what I'm going to do that when I go next week. But Liz, what about you? What are your top three moments from your small group explorations tour?
I mentioned before what it was like to be in Tortuguero, just being in such a remote location right off the bat and surrounded by nature, having tree frogs on my doorstep of my little cabin, hearing the sounds of the rainforest all around me. It was, you can't beat that. It was amazing. Another big wow was just seeing Arenal volcano and staying with a view of it out my back window. Just being in the presence of that, having a day with some free time where I went to the town of La Fortuna, which is just right at the base of where you're staying, just to kind of see what's going on in town. Just having that free time to explore a little bit was nice. So that was kind of a different element that was fun to experience. And then I'll just cap it off on the tour ending on the Pacific side of the country, just seeing the view of the ocean from there and going to Manuel Antonio National Park, a really stunning place, beautiful coast. And of course, sloths and scarlet macaws, you know, we saw those things along the way and it was just unforgettable.
That was a really cool thing about Costa Rica is your kind of like everyday moments don't feel so everyday. Like there's just cool wildlife everywhere, even when you're not actively looking for it. Like there was a moment where I just looked out the window and there was a toucan flying by the bus. We didn't end up seeing them anywhere else, but they were just flying by while we were also flying by.
I love that. I think that's what's really so fun about Costa Rica. I'm curious, you know, how was the weather there when you both were there? So one of the number one questions we always get really on any tour is, what's the weather? When's the best time to go?
I went in January, which falls into dry season. You're going from the city to the beach to the rainforest. Dry season's like a little bit misleading. So parts of the country are dry, and I was in the rainforest during dry season. And it just rains there a lot. So it's going to rain kind of in certain parts always. But the cool thing about the difference between the seasons is either way, those rainfalls come in like quick little bursts. If you're a domestic traveler, think like an afternoon in Florida. If you wait 15 minutes, that quick little rain burst is over.
A little tropical storm. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know how much you can really know what you're going to get. You know, nothing is set in stone. So I went on my tour in October, which I guess it technically is rainy season. And there definitely were areas of the country experiencing that. But as our luck would have it, nothing that we did was impacted by rain. And just in case it was, I had my raincoat ready, but I didn't even use it that much.
And something that's really neat about rainy season is it's also called green season. So I may have gotten a little bit of the lush greenery as opposed to Liz. She may have gotten a fuller green experience than me.
That's what I'm hearing is it's always just good to go to Costa Rica and the experience will be different for everybody and really kind of different from where you go. And I mean, rain is in the word rainforest. So I mean, you kind of have to expect to have a little bit of rain when you are there.
Yeah. Packing is also always a question. So I had a light rain jacket. I have a pair of waterproof sneakers. I also brought a pair of waterproof walking boots. And that was a little bit of a packing regret. I think I would have been okay with just one or the other.
I think packing in layers is probably the biggest thing that you do, right? And making sure you have that raincoat.
I live my life packed in layers.
Was there anything that either of you didn't pack that you wish, or when you were there, you were like, oh, this is one thing that I forgot?
So I had it, but a lot of people on my departure did not. Dramamine. So there's some tight, windy roads when you're driving through Costa Rica.
And I think that's something that's setting the right expectations with travelers in mind, that there are a lot of bumpy roads. There are places where you are, you know, going into narrow passages and you are traveling around. To get from point A to point B in Costa Rica, you do have to go around the mountaintops, and there's just different ways that you have to travel. So that is definitely a great suggestion for people.
Something we get asked a lot about Costa Rica is, did you feel safe there? You guys were on two different tours and covering different parts of the country at times, but how did you generally feel throughout the tour?
I felt incredibly safe. I mean, as a part of the tour, of course, but I think the tour is what got me there and kind of empowered me to feel like, hey, I'm here and I can go out and explore. And once I was there and getting to know the local people there, there were times where I could go out and explore on my own, and I did feel totally safe.
I totally agree with Liz. It was somewhere that was a little bit out of my comfort zone. And it's funny because we did this because my grandma's an adventurer. That is why we chose Costa Rica. It had nothing to do with me. But to Liz's point, jumping out of your comfort zone feels pretty natural and pretty easy when you have an expert by your side. My tour manager's name is Martha. Martha shared so much about her culture and what we could expect along the way that it just felt so natural and comfortable to walk around and explore little towns and get to know people on all the excursions that we were on.
That's great that you guys felt empowered through the tour. So you got there to somewhere that was a little out of your comfort zone, got comfortable, got to know the tour manager, your fellow travelers, and some locals.
You feel a little bit more like you fit in as time goes on.
So you felt like a local.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I felt like I could handle myself with a little bit more grace than I did on day one. I know that you guys do a travel tip. And a big one for me is actually souvenir shopping at the grocery store. Common brands look a little different. And like the chocolate that people are eating down the street, buy in another grocery store as opposed to a gift shop. It's pretty cool.
I enjoy a good grocery store when I go traveling too. It's always fun to see like what they have, what they're selling, the different types of chocolates, drinks, different types of food. I always enjoy doing that.
It's a great tip.
So speaking of chocolate, that kind of brings us to our other topic that we love when we're on a podcast. And
food.
We always do it when we get hungry. Food. Exactly. Food. We love food. We love talking about food. And we know that pineapple is amazing when you're there. But let's talk about the food of Costa Rica. You know, what was the food there? What were your favorite dishes? The freshest fruit you ever tasted? All of that.
So the food is delicious. I don't think most people would find it at all that unfamiliar, though. You know, rice and beans is kind of like a common base of your sides to a dish, and simply cooked meats. That's kind of like where you start from. Fresh fruits and fresh juices galore. I would have to say like one of my favorite meals was one that we did. I think it was part of a option, but I think everyone on my tour did the option to go to this local organic farm where you actually got to help prepare some of the food. And it was honestly the best plate of food I've ever had. I went for seconds. You know, it had the common base and very simple things like the rice and beans, but also a little bit different, like a yuca kind of fritter or patty that we had helped prepare was the most delicious thing. I tried to make it at home. It didn't come out quite the same. But yeah, I don't know. Alex, what were your favorite things?
Oh my God, juice.
Yeah.
So it's sort of Costa Rican culture that people have a sweet drink with their meals. So there was fresh juice with every meal we had, and they just kept refilling it. And I think I turned into juice by the end of that trip. I miss it.
I would love pineapple juice. I hope they had that.
And it's so delicious.
Gallo pinto is the common rice and beans dish there. A lot of people will have it for breakfast paired with some eggs. And it's actually something that I make at home all the time now. There's a sauce called salsa Lizano that's really popular there. You'll find it on tables at restaurants, but it's the main seasoning for gallo pinto. And I don't know, did you guys talk about Blue Zones during trivia?
We did, but tell us about it.
In part because of the healthy diet, and a big part of that is vitamin-rich tropical fruits like fresh mango, pineapple, papaya, and plantains, and the healthy mix of carbs and protein in gallo pinto. This meal, I would say even like the Pura Vida attitude, all kind of lead to Costa Rica's Blue Zone designation, which kind of identifies that people are living long, healthy, happy lives. It all comes down to rice and beans and juice and fruit.
Did they tell you that Costa Rica has the most centenarians?
No, but I believe it.
In the world? Yeah, people live longer there.
I was going to ask if it had something to do with the coffee, because the coffee is pretty great too.
Oh, getting so excited. All these spoilers just make me want to go more.
I will say, expectation setting, Nicole, I did not have a ton of iced coffee there.
Do they have ice?
Yeah. You could make it happen for yourself, but it's not going to be immediately offered most places.
Right. I'm used to that traveling, for sure. If you're in a country where the water is safe to drink and they have ice, I will make myself iced coffee all over the world.
What were some of the accommodations that you stayed in? I believe when we're in, is it Monteverde, where we kind of stay in an old stable, a horse stable that had turned into a hotel?
Yeah, El Establo. It was super cool and a steep walk if you wanted to walk it. They did have a shuttle option, but it was basically like a mile straight uphill. It was a little more rustic.
What I love about it is, because I had stayed there, as you mentioned, like it is, if you want to walk, yeah, it is definitely steep and you're kind of out there in the middle of nowhere, but you have such beautiful views from our hotel rooms and just overlooking the greenery and the beauty that surrounds you.
My favorite hotel was actually the Beach Bungalow, the last property on my tour, because after you're hopping around to different parts of the country, it's a spot to relax at the end. And it's really close to the ocean, so you can walk over to the ocean if you want, or you can just hang out in the pool with or without Jim Petterick, who co-wrote Eye of the Tiger. Eventually, I'll stop telling that story, but that day is not today. So I just hung out by the pool with my juice, and it was stunning.
I love that the juice was part of it.
I love that.
I took juice selfies for sure.
When in Costa Rica.
Liz, what was your favorite stay?
I got World of Nature. There are a couple of stays that are a little more rustic. Obviously, staying in the rainforest in Tortuguero. It's a cabin, no air conditioning, very basic bathroom, but it's totally comfortable and unique is that. Staying with a view of the Arenal volcano, that is also everything you could ask for on the trip. And I believe it. The tour that I took ends in the same way that yours did, Alex. And it's a nice way to enjoy some more amenities at the end of your tour, just to relax, because it is an adventure. And I think the accommodations reflect that in a really fun way.
So Liz, what would you say is the ideal traveler for that World of Nature tour, the small group Costa Rica tour?
Gosh, I think anyone who is seeking to go a little farther, who's eager to just see as much as they can see, I think the World of Nature tour just opens up the possibilities. It's wonderful to be traveling with a smaller group. For example, my group had 16 people and, you know, you dine together and get to know everyone a little bit and their story. And there was such a spread of different people from different backgrounds on my tour.
I think that's great. The small group tours are geared toward a more independent traveler because there's more free time. There's a little bit more time for exploration. No pun intended.
Yeah. On this tour in particular, there are definitely some days built in where you might choose to go off on your own, like during a day that we had in the Arenal area, or to join in with a different excursion. Like I think we have an option to go whitewater rafting or enjoy a spa day. So you can kind of customize it to whatever you want to do. So yeah, there is those days where you want to make sure that you're getting the most out of your time because you've come this far. All you have to do is just be able to jump in that taxi or whatever it is to experience a little bit more in the free time. I was really inspired by seeing some of the people that went on this tour together. There were several couples, some friends that traveled together, as well as like a mother and daughter that were traveling together, all of which inspired me for, you know, my next tour, who I'd love to travel with.
Well, I love that. And I want to thank you both for joining us and sharing your stories and your amazing insights. And I think we can all agree Costa Rica is a dream destination, one that's just filled with so many memories, wonderful juice, as Alex said. I cannot wait. I'm going to go and I'm going to have guava juice, mango juice, pineapple juice, orange juice, all the juice next week, and I will report back. But I want to thank you both again for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us and to get Nicole excited for her trip that she's been waiting to go to for 2 decades to Costa Rica.
Oh, it's time for Puerto Vida.
Yeah.
I know. You guys got me so excited for my trip. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to get all these spoilers. Is it going to? No, it only made me more excited. So thank you guys.
There's nothing like going. You can read about it and hear about it, but you're going to love it.
The landscapes, the animals, the food, it's all top notch.
Yeah, do the trip. And also bring me back some chocolate-covered pineapple.
Mm, definitely.
Alex and Liz, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much. And thank you, listeners, for enjoying this episode. Remember to check out our 2 tours that we mentioned. We have Costa Rica, World of Nature, which is the small group explorations, and then Tropical Costa Rica. We will have those links in our notes. As always, you can visit us at www.colette.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at GoColette to find amazing info and deals on our tours. And remember to like and subscribe to Travel Unpacked wherever you listen. And if you haven't done it already, drop us a review. We love to hear from you, and it helps other people find our podcast. And like we always say at the end of every podcast, we want to share a little packing tip. So don't forget to pack your raincoat. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.